As I'm coming on with this bonus edition, here's hoping that the Memorial Day weekend is a chance to relax a little bit and maybe possibly remember the guys and gals that have fought for our country in past wars and that are still fighting them today. And help us all to remember that freedom is very definitely not free. There is a topic, though, that I think gets overlooked a little bit sometimes when you talk about days like this one, Veterans Day, 4th of July, so on. And that topic is the American spirit. And that's where this bonus edition of the New Directions podcast comes in. I have some songs put together for you that I think are very good illustrations of the American spirit. As a matter of fact, I'm beginning and ending this showcase with two songs that have the same name, but they went, in the spirit of the show, a different direction. You'll get an idea as we get going. Some of the songs you might have heard before, some are new to anything I've done. But I think it's something to help us remember also the American spirit. How nobody, and I mean nobody, can take that away from us. A tribute to the American spirit here on this bonus edition of the New Directions podcast. We will get underway right after this. Recently, I had a chance to visit a restaurant for the very first time that I know a lot of you have already visited, but what I've learned, I like. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast, here to share with you about Olive Garden. Some of the best pasta cooking I have ever seen. My wife and I had an opportunity to have a lasagna recently, and I saw something that I had never, ever seen in any restaurant anywhere. The waiter offered to pour cheese into our meal as well as salad. I had never seen that happen. That was just very, very nice to see. The Olive Garden people do care about what they bring to the table every day. And they show in the food that they deliver. And I have to say that lasagna is one of the best lasagnas that I have ever had. Whenever you have an opportunity, my friends, I invite you to pay a visit to the Olive Garden near you and really have a good time having some good old-fashioned Italian cooking. And if you want to, tell them Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast sent you. I kind of believe that there's an unwritten rule that says when you start a program like this, there's one song that's very important. So, Robin Mead, would you please?
Right.
case some of you may have forgotten what the name of that song was, that is our very own national anthem, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the first of the two American Dreams. One you've heard already, one you may have recently on this show. The one that's going to start it off is by none other than Bo Cephas. I'm gaining a little bit of a respect for Hank Williams Jr. I don't like the lifestyle he leads, but at the same time, he's not afraid to speak his mind. We're all going crazy in some way, shape, or form, dreaming the American Dream. The American Dream is very often worked for, and this is something a lot of us are in the middle of, including my own self. Gonna get this set up here, a commercial beforehand. We have assembly lines of a lot of different kinds I know we work with every day. And this is a tribute to the people who work all of those. And who better to share that with us than the boys from Fort Payne, Alabama. Here are Jeff, Randy, I'm trying to remember the other name, Teddy.
Down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh. Still feel wonderful. Coal miner, it says. It is very easy to point out things that are very definitely wrong with this country of ours. Can you name me any country in the world that's perfect? The correct answer is no. But the spirit of America is very, very definitely alive now more than ever. I'm getting a song up here that I wanted to share with you. One that I've been saying I was going to for a while and just finally saw my opportunity to do this. Travis Tritt released this song about the trials and tribulations and everything in between that the working man does face. So I'm trying to get this song up here. Give me just a second. I think this is the perfect time to throw this song in. So without further ado, here is Travis Tritt with Lord Have Mercy on the Working Man.
Needles, essential.
After commercials. Oh, there we go. We can get rid of it right quick. There we are. Without further ado, here's Travis.
All around I hear the
now more than ever. Lord, please, please, please have mercy on the working man and the working woman and all of us who do work for our families each and every day. There is a song that is a very, very good testament of the American spirit. In fact, Mo Bandy named a theater after this particular song. Here he is to sing about Americana. Dream is still there, and it's still, in spite of everything else, going strong. little deeper definition of America now from this one. Here's B.J. Thomas. As soon as it gets loaded up. We're going to load it up right now. Here now is Mr. B.J. Thomas.
America lives, the sharecropper's son, plays a guitar, and grows up to be a rock and roll star. Yes, even a sharecropper's son can go far in America. America is an immigrant's daughter, something to say, who grows up to be a writer one day. An immigrant's daughter can turn out okay in America.
We have the freedom to make the dreams happen. Eternal God, help us to not ever, ever lose that. To close this segment, here's Kate Smith. Here's Kate Smith in a few seconds here. Now, as I said, here's Kate Smith.
And now we take great pleasure in presenting to you the star of our program, Miss Kate Smith.
Hello, everybody. It is my happy privilege to introduce a new song, God Bless America. Yeah.
More songs for the spirit on the other side of this break. For those of you who like a good cookie, may I suggest a place to you? This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast, here to talk about the Crumble Cookie Company. Located in North Kansas City, they make several different kinds of cookies each and every day, and they sell them in different packs also. I had a chance recently to try a chocolate chip cookie from there. Oh my gosh, it was so, so good. Next time you're in the area, I invite you to stop by the Crumble Cookie Company. Try one of them out for yourself. Buy a few packs for your friends, buy them for Christmas gifts, however you want to do it. These could be some of the best cookies you have ever had. You might even, if you so chose, wanted to bring some milk along. The Crumble Cookie Company. Very, very good stuff. As you know by now, I met the Oak Ridge Boys in 2005. 2 years before that, they released an album of a CD of patriotic music. One of those songs is a song that is about the spirit and worked very, very well for this show. Here are Joe Dwayne, William Lee, and Richard with American Beauty.
Levi blue jeans twisting all night. American beauty. Prettiest face I've ever seen. American beauty. And she carries a torch and she won't let go. I love her with all my heart and soul. I'd give my life to keep her free. American beauty. American beauty. American beauty. American beauty.
The American Beauty from my good friends, the Oak Ridge Boys. A revived song that I like quite a bit. I'm putting into this one about the American spirit. Here's the Hag with the Freedom Train.
All aboard America, here comes the Freedom Train. All aboard America, here comes the Freedom Train. The Freedom Train is rolling down 200 years of track, 200 years of glory, never to turn back. The train is called America. Your ticket is a dream that left towards your freedom for all the world to see. She left the station in Lexington in 1776 and rode to Philadelphia, where the Liberty Bell was fixed. George Washington was the engineer, John Adams shoveled coal. Ben Franklin punched the tickets, Tom Jefferson added soul. All aboard America, here comes the Freedom Train. All aboard America, here comes the Freedom Train. She rode to New Orleans for the Battle of 1812. With Old Hickory at the throttle, she drove the British out. The Freedom Train's a fine train, the toughest the world has seen. Her whistle blows for liberty with a mighty head of steam. Wheels towards the sweaty Pittsburgh, rolled across the Mississippi, from Texas to Missouri, for one real exciting trip. Then bang, the track was broken, smashed by a cannonball. The blue and gray divided, will the nation stand or fall? All aboard America, here comes the Freedom Train. All aboard America, here comes the Freedom Train. Then Honest Dave stepped into the cab and the wheels began to roll. The Freedom Train must never stop, the Republic never fold. Through the bloody fields of Gettysburg, the tears shone in his eyes. As he drove the train with fury, the Freedom Train survived. Again, the train rolled westward, the California shores, through the deserts and the prairies, even stronger than before. From Atlantic to Pacific, she rode the rails with pride. She traveled the track to glory with the good Lord on her side. All aboard America, here comes the Freedom Train. All aboard America, here comes the Freedom Train. There's much more to this story.
like Wilson and Roosevelt. They left the train to Truman, who stoked it mighty well. Then of Dwight D. Eisenhower and LBJ we sing. Two brothers known as Kennedy and Martin Luther King. And still the train rolls forward over history's rugged trail, strengthened by the journey and the land beneath the rail. And you and I roll along and stroke the freedom fire, for we stand tall, Americans all, though honor can be higher. All aboard America, here comes the freedom train. All aboard America, here comes the freedom train.
And may the train still be a very fun part of all of our lives. May this message help us to really realize that America is very definitely a free country. But help us all to realize, too, that freedom is very definitely not free. Johnny Cash recorded a version of this. This is from Charlie Daniels. The message is still the same. We should like to brag because we should be mighty proud of that ragged old flag. Charlie will be on in a moment. Charlie will be on right now.
Second thought, son, I do like to brag, because I'm not proud of that ragged old flag.
Eternal God, to those who are on both sides of the political spectrum, and to those who just think for themselves. Help us to do everything within our power to keep this country turning around. We're not all going to get along. But Lord, I do pray that we will at least make an effort to do that now more than ever. If there was ever a time we needed you, Lord, it is now. Help us to bring this world back to you where it belongs. And help us to remember the Pledge of Allegiance that our best friend and friend of the show mentioned, most especially the part about one nation under God. May we get back to that. And may we be the people that you want us to be now more than ever. This is in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Two very big heavyweights with regard to patriotic music. America the Beautiful, and of course the Battle Hymn of the Republic. To end this segment, may we go back to Hank Jr. with some assurance for all of us. Bocephus, take it away, my friend.
We draw the line.
We'll wrap up this showcase of songs from the spirit on the other side of this break. Life gets busy. Doing, giving, helping, teaching, showing up, loving, caring. It's easy to run on fumes. But you must remember to fuel your own heart. Your dreams, your passions, your health, you. Because you cannot give if you are empty. You matter too. I want to take a moment on this edition to thank each and every one of you for following my podcast over these first 3 years. It means a great deal to me, and I appreciate it. I'll be starting season number 4 later this week, going to be in Shawnee, taking you around as much of Old Shawnee Town as I can. Old Shawnee Days is next weekend. Try to get in ahead of it, kind of give you an audio view, an audio look, you might say. You can't see it, of course, but an audio taste of what Shawnee was all about many, many years ago. We'll be doing that periodically as we get going on season number 4 here on the New Directions podcast. So please make arrangements to be with me if you can, beginning this coming Friday. And I can't think of anyone any better to end a Memorial Day edition of this show than Mr. Paul Harvey.
And on the 8th day, God looked down on his planet paradise and said, I need a protector. So God made a service member. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, hump pack, work all day performing duties, hump pack again, eat chow, then go to foreign lands and stay through countless holidays, birthdays, weddings, graduations, and funerals. So God made a service member. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a wounded brother or sister and watch them die. Then dry their eyes and say, I need to stay focused. I need somebody who can put aside their own needs, give the ultimate sacrifice when duty calls, who can go a solid week without sleep and eat only once a day. Who during wartime and heated battle will selfishly fight countless hours for their country's freedom and then, fading from battle fatigue, do it all over again. So God made a service member. God said, I need somebody strong enough to watch their fellow service member fall, but yet gentle enough to share what little rations they have with victims of war. Who will put aside their own safety for however long it takes to get civilians out of harm's way. So God made a service member. It had to be somebody strong, stable, and fierce, and when it came to their duty, would not sway. Somebody to sweat, hunger, not sleep, ignore pain, and fight and pay, and hold emotions, and stand proud, and take a bullet for their country. Somebody who could bond a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh and then sigh and then reply with smiling eyes when their son or daughter says that he or she wants to serve their country just like mom or dad did. So God made a service member.
And we lift up those service members this weekend and always. That's going to wind things up for our show, for the bonus edition of the New Directions podcast. Thank you for being with me as always. We will see you next time as we start season number 4. And until then, the second American dream to get us out of here. Here are the Oak Ridge Boys.
prayer.
Let's go.